The legislative session started out looking grim for public broadcasters. The new governor, a former on-air personality at KFAN and KSTP, made it clear that he didn't sympathize with nonprofit broadcasters.
I come from the other side of radio, where we have to go out and we earn it, and we get advertising, and we do those things without being the beneficiary of public subsidy.
The new Republican majority in the House also talked about weaning public broadcasters from state money, as fiscal conservatives looked for ways to hold down state spending and increase the size of potential tax cuts. But now, as the legislative session heads into its final week, it appears public broadcasters haven't done that badly. The DFL-controlled Senate voted to provide almost as much money as public TV and radio stations asked for. The Republican-controlled House provided about one-third less money, but it did keep funding flowing to all the usual recipients, with one exception.
We've got a little piglet who's been at the nipple for a long time. We need to slide that hog away from the nipple so there's a little more room for another new little piglet.
The hog that Representative Mike Oskopf referred to during that House floor debate 2 weeks ago is Minnesota Public Radio. NPR is a 29-station, $23 million a year operation with a $110 million endowment. NPR does not depend on state money for operating expenses, but over the last decade, it has taken money for capital expenditures, usually a few hundred thousand dollars at a time for new transmitters. Representative Oskopf says NPR's request this year for another $950,000 smacks of greed.
Minnesota Public Radio had the courage to come before our committee and say, take $1 million away from the children in your K-12 budget, or take $1 million away from the senior citizens in the Health and Human Services budget.
The House bill contains no money for NPR, even though Oskopf and his fellow Republicans made a point of providing funding for non-NPR public radio stations, but at reduced levels. Oskopf, a commercial broadcaster in private life, says it makes sense for the state to support the less prosperous, unaffiliated stations. It's an argument that strikes Will Hadland as ironic. Hadland is NPR's vice president of public affairs, and he wonders why a fiscally conservative Republican like Oskopf would want to reward stations for being dependent on the state.
I find it totally inconsistent with his free market principles and economies of getting people off state funds to be supporting the element of public broadcasting that is the most dependent upon state funds and the least entrepreneurial.
NPR has a reputation for making money from sources that are not traditional for public broadcasters, such as for-profit merchandising companies. Recently, the company took that non-traditional approach even further by proposing that the legislature eliminate state funding for public broadcasting altogether. In return, the state would allow taxpayers to donate directly to public broadcasting with a checkoff system on their tax returns. The NPR proposal does not make it clear how that money would be distributed. Other public broadcasters have distanced themselves from the NPR proposal. Al Harmon is a public TV general manager in Duluth and president of the Minnesota Public Television Association.
NPR speaks for NPR and doesn't speak for public television, and that is being sure that we make that distinction is part of our ongoing effort to educate and inform legislators.
Harmon says the tax checkoff idea deserves to be explored, but he says NPR showed bad timing in proposing such a radical new approach just when other stations are in a last-ditch fight for the state money they depend on. He says public TV stations will have to reduce some of their services even if the larger Senate appropriation of $4.2 million is approved. And if the House gets its way at $2.6 million for television, Harmon says the effect could be drastic, especially for public TV stations in smaller towns like Brainerd.
It may mean an end to their local news broadcast, which is the only televised local news on a nightly basis, which serves that part of the state. For station in Austin, it may well mean that it will, in time, go dark.
Senate negotiators say they intend to push the House hard to accept higher funding levels for public broadcasting. But at least one senator says it will be difficult to convince the House to include money for NPR. He says freezing out NPR might be the price the Senate has to pay to increase funding for stations that need the money more. Whether Governor Ventura will see this as an acceptable compromise is an open question. A Ventura spokesman says a veto of the public broadcasting spending is possible, with or without the money for NPR. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.